Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time. My boyfriend told me he wanted to have sex Saturday night at 1:59 a.m. just so he could brag that he lasted an hour and 2 minutes. Oh, boy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
If you're feeling a little groggy, a little sluggish,
National Napping Day.
I really need a nap.
First, I need a nap.
When is nap time?
No napping. Newborns nap.
Naps! I love naps.
Nap time.
Nap time.
Today is National Napping Day.
Take a nap. The nap plan is on. It's nap time.
It is National Napping Day.
Nap.
Is it all nap time?
No, it's not.
It's showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does it work? How do you get our live show and our featured channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so simple. You can even get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. All you got to do is just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
And
she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and there you go. Boom. Bing, bang, boom. You got it. You got the show. You got the show on your devices. Anything you want. It's like our virtual time machine. You can go back, listen to any of the podcasts that we've accumulated over the years. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get smart. We've got your five random facts. And we're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And speaking of stupidity, listen to this. So there's this guy, and he's in China.
Hello.
He recently had to be rushed into surgery after he picked his nose so hard he hit an artery.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
No. Minor nosebleeds, yeah, you know, from picking. That happens from time to time. But, man, this guy was really up in there, and he couldn't get the bleeding to stop. So we're going to tell you what happened to him, if he's okay, and our top list, top everyday things that are still more embarrassing than cutting an artery while picking your nose. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's see, Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, here's what the person in the car next to you is thinking.
Oh no, is that guy behind me picking his nose? Oh my God, he's knuckle deep. He's digging like he's mining for gold. Only, it's a nose nugget. No, oh, he's not. Look away.
What the person in the car next to you is thinking.
Yep. The Mike Show. So I don't know if he was in traffic. I don't think he was in traffic. But there was this guy, and he was, well, he's in China.
Hello.
Hi. And northern China, to be exact. He recently had to be rushed into surgery after he picked his nose so hard he hit an artery. Minor nosebleeds from picking are common. But you'd really have to get way up in there to hit an artery. They're so deep inside. So anyway, so he was really getting after it. He showed up at the hospital after he couldn't get the bleeding to stop. We're only hearing about it because his own wife shamed him for it online. She posted a video on China's version of TikTok. Wait, isn't that called TikTok? Anyway, and revealed he's a compulsive nose picker. Who just refuses to stop picking. The video is in Chinese, and he's lying in his hospital bed when she mocks him for not listening to her. Doctors repaired the torn artery, so thankfully he's okay. On the list of most embarrassing ways to die, I think that's number one. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. So with this this Chinese dude...
Hello.
Hi. Winding up at the hospital after cutting an artery while picking his nose. It's embarrassing, right? And yet, it's nowhere near as bad as anything you, me, or anyone else on earth can relate to from today's list. It's our top list today. Top more embarrassing things than cutting an artery while picking your nose. I'm just going to say top more embarrassing things. How about that? All right, here we go. Number one. Accidentally liking your ex's post while stalking them on Instagram. Yep. Top everyday more embarrassing things, knocking over somebody's pills while poking through their medicine cabinet. Yep. Top more embarrassing things, your phone going off during a eulogy. Bonus points if the ringtone is Highway to Hell. Yep. Top everyday things that are more embarrassing, injuring yourself playing pickleball. Getting off the wrong floor from a crowded elevator and then jumping back in. Top everyday, ordinary other things that are still more embarrassing. Your spittle landing in the other person's mouth. What? Involuntarily moaning during a proctology exam. top everyday things that are still more embarrassing. Cutting an artery while picking your nose. Getting your card declined on a date at Applebee's. And top everyday things that are still more embarrassing than cutting an artery while picking your nose. Rooting for the Jets. There you go. The Mike Show. It's the, what's today? Today's Monday. Oh, man. I am feeling it. Coming up, we are going to talk about daylight saving time and what to do, how to adjust to the time change. That's all on the way. So that's coming up. So we got that for you, which is nice. The Mike Show is brought to you on Radio 434 by, here we go, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Hasbro is developing a reality competition series based on Monopoly. It'll be 52 episodes long, but after about 30, the contestants will get bored and decide to do something else. The IRS is preparing to eliminate half of its staff, which is perfect for those of us who cheat on half of our taxes. Pierce Brosnan says he'd love to return as 007. One sign he's too old for the role, he introduced himself as Bond. Gold Bond. And Post Malone split with his fiance. You knew it was coming. It was written all over his face. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, however. Thanks for joining us today on this Monday. I really realize that, you know, it's difficult. I honestly did not think that, you know, that today was going to be any more difficult because of the quote unquote time change. You know, I hardly even realized that we had moved forward an hour on the clock. I don't think I realized that yesterday, but man, oh man, today I am really feeling it. And if you are feeling it, listen to this. It can actually take a week to adjust to daylight saving time, but it doesn't have to. If you're still dragging from the time change or still, you know, because like today, this morning, for example, it was dark when ordinarily it would not have been. So I felt like I had more time to sleep in. That was not the case. My alarm kept going off. I kept hitting the snooze, and that was just not the case. But anyway, if you're still dragging from the time change, here are a couple things that you can do today that might actually help. Hydrate. you'll feel more fatigued if you're dehydrated, so drink plenty of liquids this week. Avoiding alcohol is good, too. I don't think that's going to happen. It's our birthday week. Get some exercise. Even a brisk walk can make you feel more alert. Might also help you fall asleep better tonight. Eat meals on your new schedule. If you normally eat lunch at 1, you might not feel hungry until 2, but sticking with your normal lunchtime can help you adjust quicker. And don't eat dinner too late either. That can keep you up. Don't lean on that extra cup of coffee. That extra big cup of coffee. It's a Yeti full. It's tempting when you're tired, but caffeine, especially too late in the day, can keep you up at night. So try and stop around noon. And then get some sun. Spending time outside in natural light can help reorient your internal clock, even if it's cloudy out. All right, coming up, we're going to get smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Just in time, too, in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's the Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know what people say these days. All right, here we go. Number one. Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople recorded the original version of Cleveland Rocks before the cover by the Presidents of the United States became the theme song for the Drew Carey Show. Unlike Drew, Ian was not from Cleveland. He's from, he's from England.
Hello,
there he is. And his original version of the track in 1977 was England Rocks. Number two, the Bugatti Veyron sports car had a top speed of 254 miles per hour, and at that speed, it got 3 miles per gallon. Number three, have you ever seen dryer sheets labeled as vegan? Well, one of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat. The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make your clothes softer. Yikes. Number four. During SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC's Saturday Night because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. When that show ended, NBC's show became Saturday Night Live. But that's why they still say, live from New York, it's Saturday night at the beginning of every episode. Because that was it. That was what the show was called. And then finally, number five, let's get some music in here. Where's the musica? I'm having a Monday. All right. And then number five. When The Truman Show was coming out in 1998, the director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater showing it, and then have the movie cut to the audience that was watching it. Interesting. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random Facts.
Yep.
Wow.
I know. The Mike Show. It's Monday. Did I say it was Monday? It's Monday. You know it's Monday. I just feel it's Monday. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
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 434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday. It's Monday. And it's after daylight saving. And we sprung forward. So, I mean, technically we lost an hour, right?
We did.
And
we're still here. We did it.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it, though. not that this has anything to do with this segment, but it's one day before our birthday. And when I say our, I mean myself and Tab.
Well, that's fun.
It's
happy birthday week.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
To share a birthday with your significant other.
You guys have to like out birthday each other.
Yeah. Is it a competition? No, there will be no out birthdaying, Tab. No, absolutely, positively not. But that's not why you were here. It's Maker Monday, and we're going to be talking with makers. We got Elise from Vector Space. Hello.
Good morning.
And we got Max. And Max, who are you representing today?
I'm Max Priest here from Hacksburg, the makerspace in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Very, very cool. Well, coming up is the Maker Fair, and it is rapidly approaching.
3 weeks from yesterday.
I mean, really, really quick. This year. It's, March 30th?
Mm-hmm.
And that's out of Randolph. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. But Max and Elise, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us what you do.
Happy to be here. So I'm a board member for Hacksburg. Okay. It's a nonprofit community makerspace in Blacksburg, Virginia, much like Vector Space around here.
Okay.
And we're going to be at Lynchburg Maker Faire showing off projects that Hacksburg members have made both individually and as group projects of the whole space. So people can work together, work on community projects, and get excited about making things.
Okay. Tell us about some of the projects and some of the things that you'll have on display.
So one of the items I'm going to highlight that we will be showing off are 3D printed landscapes and also now CNC machined landscapes.
Okay.
Virginia has such a wonderful cartography and landscape to it that it's exciting to go through and just like pick places on the Blue Ridge, take the elevation map and 3D print a physical model of what the Appalachian Mountains look like.
That is so cool.
That's fun.
It really is.
Yeah, and it's great being able to show it to kids, show it to everyone, and you show them the map and say, where are you on there? And pointing that out for people and having them be able to look around it and get a view you'd only ever get if you were on the space station.
Yeah. Well, and plus the contrast very, very broad contrast between, let's say Virginia Beach area and then where we live. And then even with the landscape that we have, the peaks and valleys and it's just it's amazing. So you guys can print that with a 3D printer.
Yeah, they're long prints. Sometimes they're 10, 12, 14 hour 3D prints.
Okay.
You get the printer dialed in, you get help from your friends at the space who are better at the printer than you, and you end up with an excellent result that showcases the detail of the Commonwealth.
Well, about how many members do you have at Hacksburg?
Hacksburg is around 40 members.
Okay.
It always ebbs and flows. It ebbs and flows a little bit with the academic year because we are in the same town as Virginia Tech.
Okay.
And And honestly, at a kind of high point in that ebb and flow right now. So lots of people in the space working with each other, working on projects, doing all sorts of fun stuff.
Nice. About how long ago did you start?
Hacksburg started in 2014.
Okay.
So we had a lot of exciting kind of 10-year anniversary stuff last year.
Nice.
And the date we pick for the start of the space is March 31st, because that was our first open house. So wow. It's going to line up well with that.
Very, very cool. Well, you got a lot to celebrate. And how many folks are you bringing out to Maker Faire?
Probably 3 or 4. Okay. We're doing a little bit of carpool shuffling right now, figuring out who's able to make it. And but we always have a group roughly that size, and it's fun for everyone involved to come up here and see what the other makerspaces have and see all that stuff.
Absolutely. What is one of the coolest aspects of having a makerspace in your community?
One of the great things about having the makerspace in the community is that it lets part of what we're in the located in the Virginia Tech Corporate Research Center. So there are all these very small, sometimes consulting, sometimes startups, small companies all around, and you can get a little isolated if you're a small company.
Sure.
You see, if you have any employees, you're sometimes only seeing them. Mm-hmm. You see sponsors and people like that every once in a while, but it's a very different relationship.
Yeah.
But many of these companies over the years have been Hacksburg members, and it has been a way for them to take one of the exciting parts of whatever their company is and actually be able to talk about that with peers, talk about that with the community, and it helps root these companies in our area. So they're not looking to go to places with more venture capital because they've got a community in Southwest Virginia, in Blacksburg. And that's one of the exciting things for me.
It's kind of like the ultimate beta test.
Yeah, you get to have people around who can see stuff early, get fresh eyes on something, mm-hmm. even though you're not in a giant company, and everyone helps everyone.
Well, that's really, really cool. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you out at Maker Faire.
I appreciate that. It's going to be a fun weekend.
All right, so speaking of which, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Literally. This one came up quick. Well, we've really enjoyed the relationship, and we love being out at Maker Faire. I remember 1 year, you had this giant fire-breathing thing in the middle of everything, and then we had the mini go-kart thingies that we're running around. Mm-hmm. So what's in store for this time?
So we're bringing back the go-karts.
Nice.
That was way too much fun to do only once.
I know.
We are making the track a little bit longer because, you know, more go-karts seems like the better idea.
Yeah. and bigger go-karts.
Yeah, sure. Maybe.
Fire-breathing go-karts. Maybe.
We have more go-karts.
Okay.
So bigger track, more go-karts. We have teams. Our Vector Space team will be back with the Mini Cooper, which is a Mini Cooper in the front and a Chicken Coop in the back. It's like the mullet of go-karts. That'll be back. That's a crowd favorite.
Nice.
And then the Vector Space team is hoping to build a second Mad Max-themed cart. They're building it. We'll see if it's ready for go time.
Nice.
I think they'll pull it together.
Okay.
We've got Randolph College engineering students are building a cart this year.
Wow.
So they will be there. And then even more teams traveling from out of state to be here. We've got the UIndy racing team, the University of Indiana, Indianapolis team is bringing a cart.
Nice.
So our friends from Chicago and Louisville will be back. So more crazy go-karts for sure is one of our exciting.
This has been growing year after year after year, and more folks just coming in from everywhere.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
About how many vendors do you have for Maker Faire?
We'll have a similar number, which ends up being about 60 different booths and hands-on activities or demonstrations for the crowd to see. We're really excited to have a lot of returning makers and then a lot of new makers as well. Another new area of the fair this year will be the Co-Starters Village.
Okay.
So if if you're not familiar, Co-Starters is a 10-week entrepreneur training program that has been running in running in Lynchburg for almost 10 years. And so at this point, we have so many small businesses that have gone through that and now live happily in Lynchburg. So what we did is we partnered with the Office of Economic Development and Tourism and the Small Business Development Center to do a whole section of the fair that will be these Co-Starters grads who are entrepreneurs that make things and sell things. So that'll be really neat. You'll be able to support small local businesses in a bigger way than usual. And we're excited to highlight that.
That is really, really cool. Again, it's Maker Fair. It's coming up very, very quickly, Sunday, March 30th, and that's out at Randolph. And can you still apply to be a vendor?
Vendor applications are closed, but you can still come to the fair. You can register your attendance, and when you register to be there, you're entered to win a Maker gift basket. So all of our vending makers have contributed something to this gift basket, and you can win that if you register to come.
Nice. And what time does it get kicked off?
We will be there from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on March 30th.
Okay. And come out. I mean, everybody is welcome to come out. It's really, really cool. There are just so many displays, so many things to see and do. There's food. There's beer. Because you got the homebrew guys that are showing how they're going to be back again.
Oh, yeah. Right? Every year.
I didn't misspeak. All right. It was just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're a classic. That's staple.
Yes. So they'll be there, too. You've got indoor and outdoor displays as well.
Yep.
Lots and lots to do and see at Maker Faire Lynchburg. And it's at Randolph again. It's Sunday, March 30th. How's Vector Space doing?
We're great.
That's fantastic. How's the well, I say new location, but it's been
2 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not brand new, but it's not brand new. New to you, maybe.
Yeah. It feels great. It really feels like we've settled in there. It's a wonderful space. We love it. There's room for everything. There's a couple of sort of building infrastructure projects that we're working on this year.
Okay.
But really, everything is up and running and great. It's wonderful. If you haven't been to our sort of new space, we do host a first Friday every month, an open house from 5 to 8 p.m. that you're welcome to come and see what's new.
Very cool. What are some of the newer, new-ish additions?
So ceramics is something that we added after the move.
Okay.
We did not have a ceramic studio in the previous space, so that's new. Stained glass has technically been around for a while, but it was just sort of like a neglected bin of glass, and now that has really blossomed, and there's a lot of users there. So that's been really active lately. Just all of the shops are bigger, so there's more welders, bigger plasma cutters, you know, just better, bigger tools everywhere. So it's been great to be able to really fit into a larger space that better suits our tool needs and all of the hobbies.
Nuclear?
No.
Not yet. Dang it. I keep pushing for that.
I think that we make Geiger counters sometimes as a workshop.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
So, all right. and you guys have so many different things that folks can take advantage of, classes, projects, and do you have summer camps as well?
We do not have summer camps.
Okay.
Our focus with youth right now is robotics.
Okay.
So we have a new competitive robotics team, a first robotics competition team.
Nice.
And that's been a lot of fun. So there's a robot to see if you come into the space.
That's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that as well. And Vector Space's new-ish space is located where?
2004 Memorial Avenue. So we're diagonal from EC Glass High School.
Very cool. Elise, Max, thank you so much for taking time today. It's Maker Monday, and each and every Monday leading up to Maker Fair, we're going to feature a guest and feature somebody from Vector Space. And maybe Molly.
Maybe Molly.
Maybe. Who knows? But you're welcome as well. Always.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
Okie dokie, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Well, if you're feeling tired like me because of daylight saving, well, now there's a good way to grab some extra shut-eye.
Catch up on your lost hour of sleep with Golf Channel Highlights. Featuring Sam Burns' putt on the ninth hole for par. With Golf Channel Highlights, you'll not only get your hour of sleep you lost yesterday, but also the hour you lost last Sunday listening to Adrian Brody's Oscar speech.
Winning an award like this, it signifies a destination.
The Golf Channel, not so much a network as it is ambient with commercials.
All right. Let's go to viral videos. One of the top trending videos this weekend was the human glue trap. It's a video by the Stokes twins. They have 116 million subscribers. They made a giant version of a glue trap, you know, like you use to catch rats. They had people run through it. Whoever got the furthest won money. Here, listen.
This is a human glue trap. And whoever makes it the furthest wins $1,000.
All right, I give up.
I'm just going to run. I'm not giving up. I can't wait. I'm done.
Slow and steady wins the girl power race.
Oh, no.
What happened to all that girl power?
Okay, I'm stuck. Get me out of here.
All right, so there were four contestants. Three out of four got totally stuck in the glue. Let's see. Let's save that one. Or maybe not. Okay, let's do this one. A Texas stuntman being shot out of a cannon in California ended up getting hurt after he bounced off the net meant to catch him, and hit the ground below. Here is Chichi the Rocket Man, Valencia, talking about the mistake that ended up getting him injured.
Right before the shot, I think the wind moved and it started crosswind, and the wind caught me and threw me off to one side. But then with the momentum and everything, I hit the net, but then I bounced out, pretty much. And I don't remember anything after I hit the net.
Wow. Okay, so that's Chachi. Okay, Chachi is suffering from broken ribs, a broken wrist, and a bleeding liver. He is currently recovering from his injuries. Let's see. There's a shortage of single straight men in New York City. A singles cornhole league meant to help people meet each other had to put out a $50 bounty on single straight guys to get them to come to the event. The ladies sold out very quickly, but apparently not the men. Here's Tommy Flam, who runs the league. Is that Flam or Flame? Tommy Flam runs the league, putting out the bounty.
We just spent $1,200 on paid ads, got zero registrations, basically putting a bounty on single straight men of $50 per person. So if you're in New York City and know any single straight men, we'll pay you $50 per person that signs up. But like, if you're single and you're a girl in New York City, like, I don't know how you do it.
All right. Let's see. We go into comedian? Okay. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is National Napping Day, here's comedian Craig Shoemaker on the topic of napping.
That's right. I nap after sex. Every guy does. Right, fellas? Two guys. Every guy falls asleep. It's like a chemical knocks you out. Come on, guys. You ever start nodding out after sex? It's always when your woman is wide awake and wants to share her feelings. You're trying to be a good boy. Keep your head up. It's like driving on a long highway at 3 a.m. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard you. You're all laughing because that's true. Every guy falls asleep. Does that go for two gay guys? I'm done. Me too. That's convenient. One or two lesbians stay up all night sharing their feelings. I'll investigate and get back to you.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Maybe it'll wake me up. All right, give it a tug. Thank you. I'm sorry I had to get so demanding there. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Once again, for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. A 28-year-old woman in Florida named Shanika Serdol, was arrested after attacking a man at a 7-Eleven in Orlando last Thursday. Police say Shanika walked up to a male customer, called him a B-word, and hit him across the face with a Pringles can. He suffered a significant cut on his right eyebrow and under his eye, causing him to bleed. It sounds like she only popped him once, then stopped and ran away. Police found her down the street, and she still had the Pringles can with her. Shanika told police that the victim was being rude to her, but he denies it. An employee says the guy wasn't doing anything wrong, but right before he was hit, he was notifying them that there was a guy laying down on the side of the building. So maybe that had something to do with it. We don't know. Is there sound on this?
Potato crisps in a tube. Pop it up and get in the mood.
Once you pop, you can stop.
Yeah, apparently she did. Let's see. Do we have, more? We have a couple more, don't we? I thought we did. Okay. Authorities in California are searching for an alleged arsonist who caught himself on fire while torching someone else's vehicle. Here's the owner of the vehicle and a neighbor talking about it.
They poured so much accelerant on my vehicle, you know. I'm scared to be in my house. Like, I've been living there for over 25 years, and I've never had anything happen like this in that neighborhood.
You know, obviously, him catching fire and getting away on foot is just... It was just really incredible, because that does not happen around here at all. And it was pretty violent, and it could have been a lot worse than what it was.
Wow. And then there's this, a car. A car crash ended with a car submerged in a pool in New York on Friday. And the police joked, quote, while we do encourage carpooling, this is not what we had in mind. Here's an employee smashed through an aquatic center and ended up landing in the pool. Here's an employee of the aquatic center and a firefighter talking about the accident.
It was quite scary at first because I heard I was in the locker room, so I was pretty close to when the scene happened. Big, loud crash through a window, and I had a feeling it was something bad.
There was a pool in the back. Some of the debris had gone into that pool, and there were people swimming laps, but fortunately nobody was injured.
Yikes. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Two high school golfers were playing each other in a tournament near Dallas 2 weeks ago, and one of them ended up saving the other's life. High school senior Angel Lucio heard his opponent yelling for help and found him in a water hazard. It turns out the kid fell in trying to grab the ball and couldn't swim. Angel pulled him out. He's okay. Here's Angel and his coach talking about what had happened.
It was a very panicked tope. He was panicking, yeah. I didn't think about it. I just jumped in. That he was just thankful that I got him out.
And then I'm thinking to myself, why are you wet? You know, to me, it was a big deal. And, you know, he kind of plays it off a little bit because he's humble and he's a good young man.
I mean, for me, it was something that anybody else should have done.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. I'm going to change the banner. Oh, there we go. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with my birthday edition of the Mike Show. Our birthday edition. Have a great day, everybody.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?